The next patient is Mark Phillips. The last name is Phillips. Clinical case of a 72-year-old white male. It's a patient of Dr. Javier, J-A-V-I-E-R. Last name, Correa, C-O-R-E-A. That is referred to this office for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a lengthy history of smoking. He said that ever since he was 16, he has been smoking. He also has history of atherosclerotic heart disease. The patient has a coronary bypass graft times two that was done in 2016 and a status post stents in September of 21. The patient has a history of mitral stenosis, a status post bioprosthetic mitral valve porcine replacement. There was some improvement in the ejection fraction to 40 to 45%. He also has a history of a pacemaker that was done in October of 21. In May of 23, the patient has a history of cerebrovascular accident. No apparent sequela. He has ischemic cardiomyopathy, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, six sinus syndrome, status for Spearman and pacemaker. The patient has been referred for evaluation of the kidney function. He has a retroperitoneal ultrasound that was reported with a normal echogenicity of the parenchyma. There is no evidence of thinning of the cortex, and there is evidence of cysts bilaterally. The serum creatinine is 1.4. The BUN is 17. And the estimated GFR 53.4. Unfortunately, I don't have a microalbumin creatinine ratio or protein creatinine ratio in order to complete the assessment. The patient has a CKD stage 3A that is most likely associated to a diffuse atherosclerotic process. With manifestations in the peripheral vascular disease as well as the cardiovascular disease. And atherosclerotic process has been accelerated by the nicotine abuse. We have to order the basic laboratory workup in order to complete the assessment. Number two, the patient has severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, most likely associated to the nicotine abuse, the lung auscultation, disseminated wheezing. Period. We spend some time discussing the condition and the influence that this is going to create this severe pulmonary disease, not only in the cardiovascular systems, but in general. He was advised to stop the use of the tobacco products. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. The patient had a stroke in the past, was admitted years ago when he developed sepsis coming from cellulitis in the left lower extremity. The patient was given antibiotics for 10 weeks. Following number, the patient has history of anemia. Hemoglobin is 12.6. He's taking iron. We are going to evaluate the B12 folate and the iron stores. Following number, hyperlipidemia under therapy. Thanks a lot for the kind referral, Dr. Correa. We'll keep you posted with the progress. Period paragraph, I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 30 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.